I invite some of our men to come forward. We are, the next thing that we are going to do as a church family is remember. Jesus took bread and took juice at the last Passover meal with his disciples, and he broke the bread and he poured out the juice, and he says, this bread is my body which is broken for you. This juice, this is my blood poured out for you, the blood of the new covenant. This new agreement with God that we're not forgiven by bulls and goats and sacrifices. Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Not simply covers temporarily for a time, but eliminates it, propitiates it, satisfies the wrath of God. Jesus on the cross, he bore my sins in his body on the tree. He paid my price. That's the gospel. He took what I deserved, paid the price in full, said to Tetelestai, it is finished, it is paid off, the debt is canceled, it's paid in full. The debt is paid. So that when the devil, the accuser of the brethren, says, oh, but look at this person, they're a sinner, look at what they did, Jesus can pull out the certificate that said, is stamped paid in full. Said, yeah, see these scars? That's paid for too. He, she, they're mine. They belong to me. I bought them with my blood. This is communion. Communion is a word that describes an intimate fellowship. A communing, a intimacy and relationship. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, we, believers in Jesus, who are depending, trusting only completely on what Jesus did for me, we are communing with the living God. We're enjoying intimacy and relationship with him by remembering what he did and treasuring that truth. And we're enjoying intimacy with one another, fellow believers who are also believing the same thing, trusting in the same thing. So if you're a believer, you're welcome to take bread, take juice, reflect on what Jesus did for you on that cross, how he paid your price. And once we've all been served, we'll take that together. If you're not a believer, if you're trusting in something else, I would invite you to repent. Repent means to change directions, to turn around, to change your mind, to say, yeah, that thing, whatever it was that I was trusting in, my own efforts, my own whatever, performance, all the, you fill in the blank, I'm a pretty good person, that's garbage, that would get me nowhere with God, doesn't impress him, I'm letting go of that, and I'm turning and placing all my hope in Jesus, because he's the only one that can save me. I would invite you to repent, turn from whatever you're clinging to as your hope, and put your hope only and completely in Jesus, and receive the gift he gives. We can't buy it, we can't earn it, we can never pay it back. It's grace. Grace is a gift. Good stuff that we didn't earn, that we can't deserve, receive. Just simply say, I know what I deserve. I'm a sinner. I deserve hell. I don't want what I deserve. I want a handout from the King who is rich and good and benevolent and kind and who humbled himself to take what I deserve so that he can give me what I don't deserve. Receive that gift today. Just cry out to him in your heart today and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive my sins. By the blood of Jesus, wash me clean, make me new. Give me that new spiritual life inside. You come live inside of me. You take over. You run the show. I'm done. I'm screwing it up. Or maybe I think I'm doing well and my pride is going to wreck it. Come to Jesus. Give him your life. And remember, together with us, as a believer in Jesus, what he's done for you. We'll serve you bread and juice if you're a believer. If you're trusting in him, take that, hold it in your hand, reflect. We'll give him thanks together and take that to all that serve. Jesus, thank you. For willingly taking what you didn't deserve what I deserve, the wrath of Almighty God against an enemy, a lawbreaker, a transgressor, a rebel. And you paid my price in full. Nothing I could add that wouldn't take away from the finished work that you did on the cross. You propitiated fully, you satisfied fully the wrath of God against my sin. And you extend to me a gift, grace that I never earned, I could never deserve. You invite me into relationship with you. You pour out your favor, your kindness. You invite us in. What a treasure it is to belong to you. Thank you. Thank you for taking my place, paying my price, so that I could enjoy today communion with you and with brothers and sisters who treasure the same gospel. We receive a good gift from your hand and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash a sinner clean. Drink.